Hello and welcome to Book Echoes. I'm author Connie B. Dowell. After a short break from podcasting, I'm ready to getting back to talking to you guys every week and working hard on some writing projects. The final details of writing without childcare are getting wrapped up, and I'm hoping, crossing my fingers, that things get done as they should and Amazon is able to push the book through so we publish. Well, I publish. We is an authorial we. We publish, like I'm the queen, by the end of September. So that should be coming out very soon. And I'm also really looking forward to the wonderful 3-hour blocks of time I get in the morning on Thursdays when my kids' two preschool programs actually overlap. So I am ready to be writing again and diving back into some mysteries. And speaking of mystery and crime fiction, I have a really special interview lined up for you guys today. So especially for writers of crime fiction, but also any kind of fiction that involves crime or police work. And I know we've got a lot of writers who work on books for younger readers on this podcast. And this kind of details, you know, that applies to you guys too. If you have these things come up in your book, you want to be accurate in your details. And frankly, I write books for younger readers. I write books for YA, and they're still mysteries, and they still have these crime details in them. So today I'm talking with author and police officer Patrick O'Donnell about his new book, Cops and Writers. There's a title for you. The first in a series about writing authentically for situations involving police work or crime. And so I think it's a really good listen. Let's move right on to the interview. All right. Welcome to Book Echoes. Today on the podcast, we have author and police officer Patrick O'Donnell. Welcome, Patrick.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Before we get started, I know you've got something you need to say, and maybe to clarify, it might help to tell a little bit about who you are and about your book.
Okay, I'll start out with, I do not officially represent any specific police or law enforcement agency and do not intend for any of this conversation to be legal advice. If you need a lawyer, get one. As far as who I am, my name is Patrick O'Donnell. I'm a sergeant in a large metropolitan police department. I've been on the job for, I'm getting close to 25 years. And during that time, I've worked 17 years of that at night, either midnight to 8 in the morning or 7 at night till 3 in the morning. I've worked a variety of jobs on the department. I've been involved in all kinds of operations. Almost my entire career has been in patrol, which means I've been on the street the entire time. And my job right now is supervising the police officers that are on the street.
It's a very important and exciting job.
It is. It can be.
And you have some particular expertise that authors could benefit from, don't you?
Yes, I do. I'm also an author. I have published, before my latest book, I published 2 nonfiction books under pen names. And then I published a fiction book, a post-apocalyptic book, under my name. And, you know, I am independent, and I have learned as I've kind of like just through trial and error and having friends that have helped me along the way that are much more experienced authors that have been a great asset. So I have belonged to a Facebook group called 20 Books to 50K. And one time I just put a picture up with me wearing a big fuzzy police hat and a cigar in my mouth and sunglasses. And I'm like, hey, I'm Sergeant O'Donnell. If anybody has any questions about police work, you know, just hit me up. I'd be more than happy to help you out because there's a need for that. Mm-hmm. Because most people's education on police work is through television movies. And a lot of that is completely BS. So I was very lucky that there was an overwhelming response to that. And I did it a few more times. And, you know, even my writer friends, you know, they're hitting me up every now and then asking me about this, that, or the other thing. And finally, somebody, I forget who it was, is like, you should really write a book, you know, dealing with this. So I thought to myself, yeah, I really should. So I did.
Excellent. And it has a very, very striking title, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's called Cops and Writers, From the Academy to the Street. This is the first book in a series. This book takes you literally from the beginning of how you become a police officer, why do you want to become a police officer. Then it breaks things down as far as like rank structure in police departments, the 911 center. My experience going through the academy, that was almost 25 years ago, what today's police academy is like, use of force, defense and arrest techniques, field training, the different units within the patrol division, conditions, working hours, what is it really like? And then I sprinkle in some cop humor. I have a chapter just for cop humor. And then I have a couple of appendices with just terminology, lingo, that kind of thing.
Yeah. So I had a look through the book this weekend, and I thought it was a pretty pretty valuable resource. And maybe some of the stuff might be less applicable to children's and YA authors who are less likely to be writing from the perspective of a police officer. But crime happens and police work happens to people of all ages. So I think if you've got crime in your book, this is definitely something to check out. So you talked a little bit about, you know, someone prompted you to maybe you should write a book. That's maybe what drew you to educating other writers. So I noticed you've got a Facebook group as well. Do you want to mention that for the audience?
Oh, yes, absolutely. It's Cops and Writers. If you just put it in the search bar in Facebook, it'll pop up. I just have a couple of funny questions to make sure that you're a human being. And I'll approve you, and then you're in the group. And I started this group maybe 3 or 4 months ago, and it's over 700 members now. And I've got members from literally all over the world that are either writers, mostly thriller, crime, police type authors, but I also have police officers. I've got detectives. I've got death investigators. I have a medical examiner investigator. I have a whole myriad of different people from law enforcement, and we all kind of draw from each other. It's a really neat little community.
Yeah, that's great. That's a fantastic resource, especially when you're riding along. You don't always know what you need to know until you get in a scene and suddenly you need to know it. So.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, Google does not always have the answers.
No, it doesn't. Does not always have the answers. Moving to more kind of a general question, as you wrote this book, a lot of us listening to the podcast are kids and YA writers, and we do a lot of educating as well. Did you find any challenges in translating your knowledge into educating other writers?
Well, one of the things that I did was I actually interviewed other police officers and other people from law enforcement. You know, I know how my department runs. I know how things go. You know, if I am called up on the stand, I've testified in homicide trials. I've homicided all the way down to a speeding ticket trial. But I'm considered an expert in police procedure when I'm testifying in a court of law. But I didn't know how people do it in LA. I don't know how the police departments worked in Las Vegas or, you know, different things like that. So I set out on a little journey of educating myself first to see how other departments do what they do. And there are a lot of similarities, but there are some differences also. So that was a little bit of a challenge. And also, you know, it's like anything else, you know, like I said before, I'm considered an expert, but actually to sit down and expound all this knowledge and put it in coherent sentences and paragraphs, it's not always so easy to do.
No, you're right. It's not always so easy. I remember one of the later state most complicated ways of learning, or the highest levels of learning, is when you teach other people.
Absolutely. You know, just my Facebook page itself, you know, people are asking me questions. I'm like, you know, about DNA or this or that, I'm like, okay, I think I know this one, or yeah, I'm pretty sure about this. But, you know, I phoned a friend that, you know, has more expertise in specific things. So, and like you said, you get a lot better at a topic, become more proficient when you start teaching it. And in essence, that's what I'm doing right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You mentioned this is the first in a planned series of books. Can you give us any hints about what future books might include?
Absolutely. The second book, which I'm hoping will be off to the editor the end of this week or into next week, goes a little deeper into the weeds of investigation. It also goes into the different divisions, like say in a detective bureau. I go into crime scenes. Who does what and why at a crime scene? So it's more specifics into, like, say, what roles do different actors play at, say, a homicide scene? Mm-hmm. You know, your first responders are going to be like the fire department, you know, paramedics. Then you're going to have the responding officers and a sergeant that's in charge of the scene. And then eventually, some homicide detectives, investigators are going to show up. And then the forensic people, the CSI people are going to show up. You know, who's in charge of all that? And, you know, who does what and why? So that's what I go deeper into the weeds with that. I get a lot more specific.
Oh, great. As a mystery writer, that is fantastic to hear. I can't wait to check out that one when it comes out.
Yeah, hopefully, like I said, I should have it off to my editor at the end of this week, maybe next week. And then I'm hoping end of September it'll be released, somewhere in that ballpark.
Okay, cool. So as this podcast is being released, then look out for it in the next couple of weeks.
That'd be great.
Moving on. Is there any kind of like number one tip you might give people as for like what writers most frequently get wrong?
Well, as far as police procedure goes, I'm assuming.
Yeah, or as police work in general.
You know, part of the problem is, like I said before, people watch TV. They have their favorite television shows or movies or books, and a lot of times it's not even close to reality. Number one tip, don't believe everything you see on TV or in a movie. That'd be my number one. Usually, they get rank wrong most of the time. You know, I'll be watching a crime show on television, and everybody is either a sergeant or above. And I'm like, well, usually it's the other way around. Usually, you know, a scene is flooded with cops, and then there's one or two sergeants, maybe one lieutenant, maybe a captain, and sprinkle in a couple of detectives. And so the rank structure is totally off. Another thing that really gets me perturbed is when there's an officer involved shooting, it's mandatory that the officer who is involved in the shooting is going to be on desk duty until the investigation is completed. You know, you watch a movie or read a book, and an officer gets involved in a shooting and shoots and kills somebody, and they're back on the street that night, you know, eating coffee and, you know, drinking coffee and eating donuts. And it doesn't work that way at all. It's not even close to like that. Mm-hmm. So that's probably one of my bigger pet peeves is rank, how they treat officer-involved shootings. Also, as far as rank goes, the position of detective is very misunderstood. Mm-hmm. The way the rank structure goes is everybody starts as a police officer. Then from there, you have two different career paths you can choose. One is you stay in patrol, and one is you go into the detective bureau. Investigations. And if you stay in patrol, you can promote to sergeant, then lieutenant, then captain. And there's different units within patrol, like say the motorcycle officers, SWAT officers, bomb squad, those types of things. Then if you want to go to the bureau side of things, you know, you can test and become a detective. And most agencies have a sergeant that's in charge of the detectives, and there's a lieutenant and a captain, just like in patrol. But oftentimes you have, you know, the renegade detective who breaks all the rules and, you know, doesn't listen to their sergeant or lieutenant and, you know, eventually gets the bad guy, of course. But, you know, he's a loner and he breaks all the rules and his boss is always screaming at him, you know, you can't do this, but then they turn the other cheek and, you know, at the end everything's cool. But most of the time, the stuff that you see on TV will either get you suspended, fired, or put in jail. Yeah, especially interrogations. You know, my wife loves Hawaii 5-0, and in Chicago PD, not to pick on them too much, but their interrogations, you know, they're putting guns in people's mouths. They don't read them their rights. They're beating them up. And I'm like, you do realize that most of these interrogations are recorded, both visually and audio. So a jury can see it, mm-hmm. you know, and the DA has to review it and et cetera, et cetera. And it's like, are you kidding me? None of this would happen. None of it. So yeah, there's a real distortion of reality when it comes to these things.
Yeah, absolutely. So it seems like it's a balancing act between like keeping things realistic and making it fun at the same
right. time. You want to entertain people. You want it to be entertaining. And, you know, I was telling you today at work for me, I work 7 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon. And at 3:30, some officers were chasing a homicide suspect. Up until then, it wasn't very busy. It was just a normal day, a couple of assignments here and there. Everything was good. And then before I know it, we're chasing a murder. Mm-hmm. And we actually got him, but it took almost an hour of just very tedious going through one backyard, through another backyard, through another backyard, you know, just getting the job done. And that's police work.
Yep. Police work, straight from the source. So thanks for coming on, sharing about your book. One thing I did forget to mention for listeners is that you very kindly included a bit of a content warning in the beginning because this book does get kind of real.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, it gets kind of real in language and in violence content because that's life.
That is correct. I wanted to make it as realistic as possible, but try not to shock too many people.
Yeah, thank you for that.
You bet.
So do you have any parting thoughts you'd like to share?
I do. You know, and especially about writing. Mm-hmm. Like I told you before, I wrote 2 nonfiction books and a fiction book. And each time I wrote one, I got a little bit better at putting things together. My first book was horrible. It was a book about buying cars. I called it I Never Wore Plaid, Insider Secrets from a Former Car Salesperson. Before I was a police officer, I went to college. And when I got out of college, you know, I mean, I sold cars, I bartended, I was a restaurant manager, I did all kinds of stuff, but I continued to help people buy cars because I did it for 4 years. And again, somebody's like, hey, you should write a book about that. And I'm like, yeah, okay. And I had no clue what I was doing. Thank God I have a friend who's an editor by trade and he helped me out with that, but the cover is terrible, you know, but I still sell like 2-3 books a month of that one. But I started to figure stuff out. And then for this latest book, the Cops and Writers book, I hired a very professional editor who is also a defense attorney. Her name is Jennifer Servino. Her editing service is called Twitching Pen. And then I also hired a professional proofreader. I got my cover from 99 Designs. I also had Brian Cohen write the blurb for me with his blurb writing service, Best Page Forward. So this is the first time I put down real money doing this, and it has paid dividends within, 35 days, maybe 40. I was in the black. I was no longer negative. Yes, that was awesome. But I also wrote to a market that was there and a lot of books out there like this. So I kind of found a niche. This isn't like a runaway hit or something where you sell a whole bunch and then it just kind of dies down. I sold a fair amount at first, but it's been very consistent. And the way I see it is this is going to be more of a long tail situation, where, especially because it's a reference book. But I also have, like entertaining stories in there, because I don't want people to fall asleep while they're reading my book. So I actually did my homework. I spent the money, and it has paid off.
Yeah, excellent. And it is obvious. I've looked it over. It's a very polished product. I think it was well worth the investment.
Yeah, I think so too. But like I said, I was very nervous because this is the first time I've ever, like I said, put real money into a book like this. And I had no clue if it was going to do well or not do well or go somewhere in the middle. So that's a little nerve-wracking.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's always a risk. But
It is. But, I also wrote about something that I'm considered an expert in.
Yep.
So that does help.
It does help. Well, thank you for coming on and talking with us. Where can we find you and your books and everything you do online?
Okay, online, I do have a website. It's www.copsandwriters.com. Cops and Writers is all no spaces. If you want to drop me an email, that's sarge@copsandwriters.com. I also have my Facebook group. That's just under Cops and be at Nink this, next month, actually towards the end of next month. I'll be down in Florida at Nink. So you can see me there. And in November, you'll also see me at 20 Books Vegas.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. I'm going to 20 Books Vegas too. Really.
Outstanding. Very nice. Yeah, I guess I have the Pioneer Room on Thursday. We're going to be doing a law enforcement panel.
Oh, cool. So if you're going to Vegas, check it out.
Yep. Yeah, it'll be fun. This is my third one. I went to the first one. It's just exploded.
Yeah, it really has. This will be my first time.
Oh, fantastic. You'll love it.
Yeah, my kids are finally old enough that I can go away for a weekend.
Very nice.
Yeah, well, thank you again. And thanks for coming on the show.
You bet. Thank you very much. Have a nice day.
Thanks so much for listening to the Book Echoes podcast. You can find the podcast at bookechoes.com, on Apple Podcasts, or on Stitcher. And I would really appreciate it if you enjoyed the podcast to leave a review at one of those places or leave a comment on the show notes at bookechoes.com.